Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We have a new person running the big tourism agency in Chicago. Lynn Osmond is the president and CEO of Choose Chicago. And Lynn, in the past, you were with the Chicago Architecture Center. So I think coming from that organization, you have a great appreciation for one of my favorite parts of the city, our wonderful buildings. Good morning. How you doing?
I am fine, Bob. How are you?
I'm anxious to find out how you're going to deal with the issues we have in Chicago. The good news is this summer is shaping to be the first legitimate tourist season since the onset of the pandemic, and hotel executives have said that group travel is going to reach pre-pandemic levels by the end of the year. What are you forecasting?
Well, actually, I was just literally at a breakfast meeting with Roger Dow, who's the head of U.S. travel. They're predicting that, well, right now they're saying that leisure travel is up past 2019 levels. So it's just we're, you know, recovering with our business and our group travel. But, you know, over the last 4 days, I've been at McCormick Place, and we've had the National Restaurant Association show. We had almost 55,000 people here. In the 2019, it was 66,000. So we're, you know, really recovering rapidly. And they had more international visitors, which amazed me, than they had in 2019, because we don't have China coming back. So we saw this huge influx of visitors from South America, and in particularly Brazil. So I am very enthusiastic about what I'm seeing in the marketplace right now. You know, as Roger Dow said, you know, tourism's like a coiled spring just waiting to come back. And I think we're seeing that in our visitors that are really embracing travel again.
I also love this new term to describe travelers who are extending work trips into long weekends. They're blending work and leisure, and they're calling it bleisure travel. Chicago, as you know, Lynn, we're not the only city dealing with the issues of crime. It's up in many big cities. Have you talked with other tourism leaders about this? What are they doing? Any good ideas?
Well, actually, Destinations International, which is actually headed by Don Welsh, who had my job many years ago, is bringing us all together to regularly do summits on crime and, you know, the violence that's happening in our big urban areas. And so we're talking about how we do it. And I mean, there's really two incidences. There's the end result, which we're seeing here, you know, disenfranchised communities and youth coming downtown. And then there's how do we fix it at the end, at the start, you know, so we don't get this. And how do we engage more youth in the hospitality industry? And heaven knows we need workers right now. So how do we make opportunities for them and also in the neighborhoods? So there's a lot of discussion about both engaging disenfranchised individuals, diverse communities in the hospitality industry, but also looking at how do we get our community safe. And, you know, some of the things that we're doing here in Chicago, the city has given a large grant to Magnificent Mile to do street ambassadors, and we're seeing that in some of the other communities too, where they're trained. They're especially trained people who walk the streets, who look for trouble, for engaging with the businesses, engaging with loiterers, but also with our homeless population, and trying to help stop things before they happen. So de-escalation and also support services. And I'm encouraged by that. And I'm also encouraged by, you know, what David Brown is talking about. We've had several meetings now about the increased services that they're providing the business core. And this is what's happening in other communities. So we're all aware that, you know, crime is an urban problem right now across the country. It's not unique to Chicago. Unfortunately, it's happening. We're seeing it very much pronounced in our news, and we're trying to deal with it.
Well, if you're getting together with Don Welsh, you got the right guy there. He is the best. Let's talk about the image problem we have now. The things that are being done that you just described are really good, but there are a lot of people now planning their vacations. Chicago has a tremendous and long long list of highlights activities this summer. And as people think, well, should I come downtown? They're stopped by these crime stories. So it really is something that has to be dealt with immediately. How do you do that?
Well, I think that's, I'm not the police department, you know, so we are working, that's why I said we're working actively with David Brown and his wonderful police departments, the 1st and the 18th in particular in these two downtown districts, and then the street ambassadors that we talked about with the Magnificent Mile, and also, of course, with the, it's already happening, the Chicago Loop. But I think we have to recognize that there are, we do have a lot of safety measures in place, and that we're getting a lot of, you know, that we really have to look at what the opportunities are for us to come back downtown. And as you said, my former business was in architecture and urban planning. And so I know that lack of density in the streets also promotes opportunities for misbehavior. And we saw that from COVID. Every community is dealing with that. And so how do we bring our people back and bring them back safely? But, you know, there are so many exciting things happening this summer. You know, we have the street festivals are returning. We have the parades returning. We have all sorts of incredible music and performances. So I think there's lots of reasons to come downtown and just engage with our city.
Will Johnson, the CEO of the Harris Poll, had an editorial in the Trib recently, and I thought he had a good idea. People have really fun, good experiences here in Chicago. They love the things to do. They love the people. And getting them to post on social media to spread the word, I think, would be a great way, better than any TV ad campaign, because there is so much good that doesn't get on the news. Did you happen to see that editorial?
I did see that, and I was really engaged because, you know, when I was first looking at the planning my first 90 days at the job, I was looking at the fact that we've really got to do a civic pride, take back Chicago, talk about what's good. There's, you know, for lack of a better way of talking, there's a lot of trash talk happening around our city. We really have to engage and make it so that we're all proud Chicagoans, because we have just an amazingly beautiful city. We have our lakefront. You know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but also the variety of events that are happening downtown, but also in the neighborhoods, are very strong and very unique. So I think we as Chicagoans need to talk about our city. And like you said, what's our civic pride? What's our Chicago proud moment? And we all have to take back the city in a very positive way.
Well, I love the city. I grew up here. I hate what's been happening lately. Please let us know if we can help in any way here on our broadcast. And it's good for all of us. And also, when it comes to tourism, it affects all of us in the pocketbook. We need it for our economy. Lynn Osman, President and CEO of Choose Chicago. Keep in touch, Lynn. Thanks for the time this morning.
We will. Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.